USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
On his first Memorial Day in office, President Joe Biden paid tribute to the nation's fallen heroes at Arlington National Cemetery.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice, their valor, and their grace.
Before his speech, the president laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to veto funds for the state legislature after a group of Democratic representatives walked out of the Texas House on Sunday, effectively blocking a vote on an elections reform bill. Abbott tweeting Monday that his veto would withhold pay for those he said were abandoning their responsibilities. The bill is one of several pieces of legislation proposed in several states that proponents say are necessary to combat voter fraud. Critics say the Texas proposal would make it more difficult to vote, especially for people of color. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Calls have been increasing for some form of boycotting the 2022 Winter Olympics being held in Beijing. Last week, two lawmakers introduced a bill that would ban American companies that sponsor those games from contracting with the federal government. Florida Republican Mike Waltz co-sponsored the bill with New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski, who explains to CNN why he believes that their legislation is necessary.
I just don't think it's appropriate to hold the Olympics in a country that's committing a genocide. This is in some ways worse than 1936 in that respect. And what our bill does, it doesn't force the athletes to boycott. I don't want them to lose this experience, but it would put pressure on the U.S. corporate sponsors of the game by saying that they can't contract with the U.S. government if they sponsor these games.
A recent report from the State Department accused China of committing a genocide against the Muslim Uyghur people in its Xinjiang region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is laying the blame for COVID-19 at the feet of the Chinese government. Lance Pry reports.
As the Chinese government says they're done investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic and blame it on nature, many in the scientific community says there's nothing natural about this virus and are pointing at a Wuhan, China laboratory as the source. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says this is a cover-up by the Chinese government.
Every piece of evidence points to a leak from this laboratory. It's all circumstantial, to be sure. The people who could clean this up, the people who could answer these questions have refused to do so. The Chinese Communist Party knows where this came from. They know who patient zero was. They could fix this. If I'm wrong, they could embarrass Mike Pompeo. Come on, bring it. Show the world that this didn't come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're not going to do that because they know that they covered this up in the same way that Chernobyl was covered up for so long. And we saw the same results. Millions of people dead.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the second-ranked female tennis player in the world has withdrawn from the French Open after being fined for skipping post-match interviews. Naomi Osaka was fined $15,000 on Sunday for skipping mandatory interviews following her first-round win at Roland Garros. Osaka had said on social media that she'd skipped the press conferences, citing mental health concerns. In a statement Monday, Osaka withdrew from the tournament, explaining that she thought it was the best thing for the tournament, the other players, and her well-being to drop out. She also said she'd been dealing with depression for several years and would be taking some time away from the sport. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.